literally go through all kinds of experiences in life triumphantly because Christ strengthens me. The illusion that you can do anything you want to do is passed off in our culture all the time on people, and it's just not true. And having Christ doesn't change that. You can't do everything you want to do, humanly speaking, but you can endure anything that comes your way through the strength of Christ.
You're listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from Philippians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
Modern man doesn't like to think of God in terms of wrath and anger and judgment.
Billy Graham.
He likes to fashion God after his own preferences and give God the characteristics he wants him to possess. He tries to remake God to conform to his own wishful thinking and make himself comfortable in his sins.
But the Bible tells us there's a problem with that way of thinking.
God is a holy God, and sin is an offense to God. God is repulsed by sin, and you and I are sinners.
There's good news, though. God also gives us hope.
God is a God of love. That's why Jesus Christ came. That is why the Son of God came and died on that cross, was to bring the human race back to God and to reconcile God and man.
Find out more about God's love for you at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. And it's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Ignition sequence time. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Commit liftoff.
Hey, folks, welcome to SWAT Radio. Brad Sykes, Doug McCary on this Tuesday afternoon. It is, what is this, the 26th of March?
Yes, 26th.
Good night. Listen, it's been a busy day. We're glad you have tuned in this afternoon. After yesterday's study, so a full confession to our listeners, usually I'm at the SWAT Bible studies, but some of you may know I was out last week, had a little vacation time.
That's
so
right.
I missed the Bible study, and and it's not the first time I've done this.
No,
where,
you
where I haven't been at the study, but I've come into radio and worked through it with you.
Yeah.
And it's
and this is a good one to work through.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, I've just, you know, and it's often, we often are familiar with a text.
How many times have you done this storm study? I mean, like,
you know,
really,
who
wind
really
storm
knows
on the lake? I mean, like,
you know,
you've taught it. I know you've taught it.
Yeah.
And so you were over in Israel when I taught it on the boat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, you're very familiar with the text. But can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty?
No. How many times have you said you can't? You cannot plumb the depths of Scripture. It's just too deep.
But it's also just the practical reality of this text that is very exciting, very encouraging. And so oftentimes we come to familiar passages. By the way, if you haven't been with us for the last couple of days or yesterday, we're in Mark chapter 4. Verses 35 through 41. And if you've been walking with the Lord for any period of time, any kind of Bible studies, you're probably familiar with this text. But how often it is that we come across a text like this and we just skim right over it.
Yep.
So good stuff.
And you know, Brad, the by the way, really good sound today, Jeremy. I'm just letting him know everything sounds great. We're liking the new studio, Jonathan.
Yes, thank you.
We're like, we could get at home in here. We could really like this place.
Hey, could you guys give me a lower voice? I mean, that, you know, just something just sounds.
I don't think they do voice modulation.
Oh, come on now.
I think,
yeah, thank you guys.
So, Brad, this is in the news, and I, you know, again, we you know, the first 15 minutes, we just kind of talk about what's going on. A couple of things happening. One, there's a bridge up in Maryland that collapsed when it was hit by a boat carrying a bunch of containers. And it was awful if you saw it. I watched, they showed a replay of it. The whole boat just collapsed. I think there were six people on the bridge at the time. They did an amazing job, apparently, of trying to shut it down when the boat called Mayday. But we just need to pray for those people. But during the first 15 minutes, we talk usually about maybe things going on. And, you know, we broadcast up in the Virginia Beach area, Chesapeake, Virginia area, Portsmouth, that area. And there's a county in Virginia that just voted to observe its Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. Now, if that isn't mocking, I don't know what it is. It's they're intentionally trying to provoke. But isn't that the way of the world? And they voted. This is Fairfax County. They voted 9-0 to do this proclamation. Now, that's just they're trying to agitate, trying to stir it up. It's just terrible, you know, that they would do that. You know, and one professor, a person named Elizabeth Weiss, and this is out in San Jose, says that activists are actively taking over the field of anthropology and trying to dismiss biological facts about our gender and sex. Now, that's crazy. You can't change biology. You can try, but you can't change it. And so, Brad, I saw that, and I'm just thinking, hey, you know, what's next? What's next?
Well, I mean, not to get into eschatological discussions, but I don't think it gets much better.
Well,
I think we're going the wrong direction. And,
yeah.
You know, you think, can it get any darker than this?
Yeah.
Yeah, to your point, that this the mockery of this is just incredible.
Yeah.
Well, always, sometimes we have this first segment where we obviously want to talk about what's going on in the world. Obviously, this bridge collapse is just incredible. And if you've, I'm not encouraging anybody to go look at it because it's sad.
Yeah.
But it's a good reminder that our days are numbered, you know?
Yeah.
You don't think very often. I mean, you see something like this, Doug, and you I think a lot of us imagine being there when that happened.
Well, I mean, it certainly goes through your mind. I mean, we've got how many, you know, bridges in this town?
Well,
you know,
that's the first thing that I thought of.
You know, the Matthews Bridge,
yeah.
the Hart Bridge, you know,
Buckman and,
Dames Point, all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want any of those bridges to collapse. You always, like, every time you go on, poor Lori has anxiety attacks every time we go on those bridges because she's so, you know, thinking, okay, I hate that thought. And do you remember years ago, a woman actually fell off the Matthews Bridge and survived, which is amazing.
No
kidding. She came out of her car at night. I mean, she had a wreck, came out and actually fell off the bridge. She couldn't even swim, but she managed to get to the beams down
right,
there and,
right.
and was able to survive. But
wow.
That's crazy. That's a long fall.
Well, my wife has just, you know, I mean, I thought a lot of us have little fears. One of the fears she has is these bridges.
Is that just a wife thing, you think? You know,
and just to honor my wife, I ride in the middle lane.
Yeah,
Lori, or the inside lane.
Lori is on me, man. Mm. When she's on me about those bridges, she's like, does not want me getting close. That's
sure. I'll tell you. Hey, one thing I did want to just run by you. I know you routinely listen to the briefing, and I thought Dr. Moeller did a great job on this. the U.S. abstains on this UN Gaza ceasefire. Oh, you're obviously a lover of Israel, and what this is just awful.
Well, it's awful for a couple of reasons. One, it is a departure from past interactions with Israel. We've always been
just in the last 2 weeks. It's a departure.
Yeah, it is, and it's just really sad. And but you know. It is what it is. I don't know why we should expect anything different right now, because the current administration has been leaning that way. So we need to continue to pray for the people of Israel, pray for the leaders of Israel, pray for the leaders of our country, you know, and pray for the church to be a light. Yeah. I'm really excited. I have to say, Brad, that I'm really excited about teaching tomorrow at SWAT, because we are dealing with Jesus purposely going into the darkness. I mean, like, and it could not be more appropriate for our time. I shared that about the Fairfax School Board, or not the school board, but the county board, just the county. It wasn't a school board issue. It was a countywide issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look at our world going around. You know, I shared yesterday about this woman getting arrested because she, her son got into cursing her, and she spewed, you know, soda on him, and she gets arrested in that same area up there in Virginia. And yet you have people looting stores that nothing happens to. You've got a guy who's saving people in New York, that Marine, who gets arrested as he's preventing other people from getting hurt,
right.
And then you get other people that walk free, that have murdered people, that have raped people, simply because they're illegal aliens.
Yeah,
it's insane. It is calling good bad and bad good. It is where we are. So if there's ever a more appropriate message for us, I think this issue of Jesus piercing the darkness.
As we're going to go back over, not only with your lesson tomorrow at SWAT Radio, I mean at SWAT Bible Studies, what we're looking at today here in Mark 4, you know, you disciple. I think everybody's a disciple. Everybody's discipling. You are a disciple, and you're making disciples.
Yeah.
But you're only discipling that which you consume. And as we consume this text, man cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. As we look at this text, Doug, what a good reminder that God does call us into these dark places of the world. I'll never, you know, you think about my trip to Israel with you, probably one of the most significant points of that trip was Caesarea Philippi.
That's right. A very dark place, you know.
You think of the evil that was going on there. And yet Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church.
Yeah.
And he says, we tend to, you know, as the church, we tend to stiff arm the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, as if we're not infected. We don't want to get near it. And yet Jesus calls us there.
Well, going back to that specific passage, he says the gates of hell, or of Hades, shall not prevail. Well, gates are defensive, which implies that with the gospel, we are offensive. That's exactly what we're going to see this week. I don't want to tease it too much, but I'm just brimming. You know, I told Lori, sometimes I feel like a greyhound about to bust out of the gate chasing that little rabbit, or a horse, you know, going out of the it's just when you start pouring into the text and you start going over these truths and they ruminate in your heart and you go, oh my gosh, how did I not see that?
How have I
read the Bible so often and not gathered that, and it's so encouraging. This story tomorrow, and this is the last thing I'll say about it, about the demoniac, is probably one of the most encouraging stories of the Bible there could be. This man was hopeless.
Yeah.
He was absolutely hopeless. He lived in a pagan area. I mean, these people over there worshiped idols. And you remember mm-hmm. from going to India
yeah.
how dark it was, right?
Yeah.
It was that same
yeah.
level yeah. of darkness. You could
oppressive.
Cut it.
Yeah, it's oppressive.
You could cut it. Mm-hmm. And so they had no reason to hope that he would ever be delivered, you mm. know? And yet, Jesus told the disciples, what we're covering this week, hey, we got to go to the other side, because
mm-hmm.
Jesus was on mission.
Yeah.
He was going into the yeah. hornet's nest
yeah.
because he was about to do a hostile takeover. In yeah. fact, that's what I'm calling tomorrow, a hostile takeover.
I love it.
You know.
Yeah, has he taken over our lives? I mean, I think you and I have so much discussion, some on the air, but a lot off the air. Is the Word of God instructing you? Is it teaching you? Is it convicting you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it should convict us.
Yeah.
Because there should be a hostile takeover. Has Jesus taken over my heart?
Yeah. Well, listen, on Vietnam Veterans Day is March 29th. If you know anybody that served in Vietnam, let them know how grateful you are. They did not get a lot of the kudos that you get here. And Mission Barbecue, which is a great barbecue place at Town Center, they're not paying me to say this, I'm just saying, on the 29th, they give all Vietnam veterans a free sandwich. So if you want to go there, if you're a Vietnam vet, go to Mission Barbecue out at Town Center to get a free sandwich, and then they will certainly tell you thank you there.
Yeah, it's good barbecue. Glad you tuned in today. We're going to take a quick break. Love to have you call in today, 844-777-7928. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at ask@swatradio.com. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls.
Joshua 1:9 states, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Highway to Eternity Ministries is dedicated to encouraging those who have lost hope. The ministry seeks to serve those who cannot find peace and are considered unfit for inclusion in Christ's church. They use published works to teach God's word and share the encouraging testimonies of lives that have been transformed through God's power and grace. Highway to Eternity Ministries serves as a parachurch ministry that comes alongside churches to share its passion and commitment through spiritual writings, nuances, and experiences to everyone who has an interest in the teachings of Jesus Christ. For more information, contact Jeff Andrews at 904-436-5175. Or visit www.highwaytoeternity.com. Highway to Eternity Ministries is a proud sponsor of SWAT Radio.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts, and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomnehl.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Nicholas at 91.7.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. Stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be all right.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Doug and Brad here on this Tuesday afternoon. And I, as I mentioned earlier, I'm excited to get back into the text. This week we're looking at Jesus kind of taking the training of these 12, you know, to a whole nother level, and stripping them of their self-reliance, again revealing his divine power as God's son, and prove again he is Lord over all. Think of the scriptures, Doug, throughout the text, whether it's this one, that you are reminded God is sovereign.
He is sovereign. And, you know, this story, so often we make analogies of he'll get you through the storms of life, but we miss sometimes what is actually going on. And I'll be honest, I had missed that whole part where the disciples took him. They just took him. And you don't see that where they took him often.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're following him, not him following them. Yeah. But it's almost like they said, hey, this is our area of expertise out here. We're seamen. Yeah. You're a carpenter. We got this. You're tired. You go rest.
Go take a nap.
Go get in the back of the boat. Yeah. Take a nap, right? And so we talked about that. If you're just tuning in, the whole Gospel of Mark really is about Mark revealing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is deity, and he is the focus of the gospel. The word gospel is the word is euangelion in the original language, and it was only used when a new king was crowned, a new king was coronated, or a king had won a great military victory. And Mark has laid out this case, and we're in chapter 4 at the end, and he's just been showing us Jesus casting out demons, Jesus healing people who were paralyzed, who were lepers. And now we got into some, you know, there's not a lot of teaching in Mark, Brad. I mean, there's teaching, but not Jesus specifically teaching. Like, but in chapter 4, it was one of them, and it was the sower in the soils. And he said, this is the most important parable about the kingdom. It's the key to understanding all the other ones. And what he was saying is that it's important to prepare the soil of our hearts for the word to take root. And the Holy Spirit does that, and the Holy Spirit will take that word of the gospel, the message of the euangelion, and produce fruit in our lives if the soil is good. And we saw from Jeremiah where it is the word of God that burns off the thorns. It's the word of God that breaks up the rocks so they can be removed. It's the word of God that prepares the soil. So to go to somebody with the euangelion of Jesus without the word, that is to go with them, and it is with, you know, when they go with that, their soils aren't prepared, right? And so we have to see the soil prepared. Well, when Jesus meets with the disciples after he's explained privately, they come back out, they get in the boat, and he says, we got to go to the other side. And we saw yesterday, the other side is the Decapolis. It's the Gentile area. This would have been very difficult for them to go, but they were on mission. And we talked about our problem of self-reliance yesterday. They took Jesus, it says in verse 36, they took him with them just as he was, And basically put him in the back of the boat, told him to go to sleep, and they're out there, and all of a sudden, a huge windstorm. It says almost like a hurricane whipped up. And Matthew uses the term seismos, a mega seismos, which is like a massive earthquake-like force. And so we talked about how he is dealing with their issue of self-reliance. How does he do that? Well, through his providence of this windstorm. And we will see, we're really going to hone in today on his providence to strengthen our faith. A lot of times those strengthening things come through storms that we don't see coming. They hit us out of the blue. We don't even realize we have a self-reliance problem until the storm hits, and what do? We go into that mode, right? You talked about it yesterday with Graham. I saw it with my own life, with my daughter Rachel, or even with my other kids. Whenever our teenagers start to really press in on making some not great choices, what do? We can easily resort to how can we fix this, right? Mm. How can we deal with this instead of going to the one who's over it all and say, God, what are you teaching me through this? How are you strengthening our faith? And so as we look at this text today, I'm going to have you read the whole text again because it's such a small text. And really, we're going to hone in on verse 37 and 38 today. 37 and 38. But I'm going to have you read that passage for all 35 through 41 so people can have the context.
Again, Mark 4, 35 through 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. Verse 38, but he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" Verse 41, and they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
These are the words of God. So, Brad, you think Jesus knew the storm was coming when they told him to go to the back of the boat?
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
It was part of their training, right? It was what he was going to use. And like I said earlier, how often do we go into situations and something like this will happen, and we don't even know we have a problem with self-reliance?
Mm-hmm.
Do people with pride know they have a problem with pride?
No.
No.
I can testify personally to that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was funny. I made a joke the other night at small group because you gave us those books on humility, and somebody asked one of the people there had they read it, and they go, "No." I said, "Well, they don't need to read it because they're already humble, right?" And then, and they said, "No, I started." Oh, and then you realize you already were fulfilling it. It was just a joke because a lot of times, you know, I'm a very humble person, right, Brad? I mean, like but you don't realize. It's like when I was a pilot in the Marine Corps, a lot of times you can't see what's coming up directly behind you, and that's the way Satan attacks.
Mm-hmm.
He rarely puts it right in front of you. He will blindside you with self-reliance, with pride, any of these things that can get us off course. But the disciples, they just say, "Hey, come on, Jesus, you know, we got this." They led him onto the boat. And we dealt with that yesterday about the whole problem of self-reliance. But let's go back to the Sea of Galilee for a second, just for people that might just be tuning in today. You've got a natural body of water there. It's fresh water. It's about 13 and a half miles, maybe 13 and a half miles long.
North to south.
Yes, 7 and a half miles wide. And it's almost 700 feet below sea level. And it sits between a 3,000-foot peak of mountains on the west side.
On the east. Yeah.
And then about 1,500 to 2,000 on the other side, on the west. And it is fed by Mount Hermon, which, you know, flows down about 10,000 feet to feed it with really good water.
Mm-hmm.
This is clean, sweet water. It's great for fish. It's the most studied body of water in the whole world. And fish are very, very abundant there. So the disciples would have known this. And they're out there on this boat. And you read it in verse 37. it says what? It says that as they were out there and a great windstorm arose. Now, this is a massively destructive wind we're talking about. You know, people go windstorm. Yeah, it can be windy. Well, when you're on the water, we're talking at times out there, it can get 10 to 12 feet. Now, on a freshwater lake, Brad, 10 to 12 foot waves are huge.
Massive.
You get out on the ocean and it's not, but you get on a lake, 10 to 12 foot waves. There's some records of that water coming into Tiberias, you know, where we stayed, 200 feet inshore, almost 200 to 300 feet inshore. So you're talking massive wind there, and it's a destructive wind. And it says it arose, that it came suddenly upon them. And so here they are. They're going to the other side. They're not happy about going to the other side. The other side's a Gentile area, first of all. And all of a sudden now it says the waves were breaking into the boat and the boat was filling. I can't imagine being on a small boat in the middle of that. I was on a LHA, which is a smaller than an aircraft carrier, but bigger than a frigate out there, you know, for the Navy when I did a 6-month tour on the boat. And Brad, we were taking water over the bow sometimes. We were in a pretty massive storm and the waves were coming up. And I mean, we're 60, 70 feet above the water. Mm. And this is a little boat.
Yeah.
10 to 12 foot waves are getting ready. They could capsize. They could break this boat up. And these guys, they're fishermen and they're terrified.
Yeah.
And because the boat was already filling. And so when we come back, we're going to look at how God can use natural things in our world to discipline us and reveal to us, one, the quality of our faith, maybe even the quantity of our faith as he deals with our self-reliance.
Amen. Hey, glad you tuned in. If you want to call us today, 844-777-7928. Email us also at ask@swatradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Stay tuned.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden says Maryland can expect full federal cooperation in the aftermath of this morning's Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We're going to send all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency. I mean, all the federal resources. And we're going to rebuild that port together. Everything so far indicates that this was a terrible accident. At this time, we have no other indication, no other reason to believe there's any intentional act here.
In an interview with Sky News, Julian Carter, a civil structural engineer, given that the ship smashed into one of the Francis Scott Key's bridge's supports, it's hardly surprising the structure broke apart like a toy.
It proves that many of these structures, and we have similar ones in the UK, that they're actually quite simple in concept and what we call the articulation, but they're very weak at certain points. And a ship collision is quite complex because as a ship impacts, it changes shape.
Rescuers have pulled out two people, six others missing. Also at SRNnews.com, abortion back on the docket at the U.S. Supreme Court today.
Justices heard arguments about access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Julie Marie Blake is senior counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom.
We're asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hold the FDA accountable for its callous disregard of women's health and safety.
ADF and other pro-life organizations argue that the FDA ignored its own safeguards and has endangered women's health by loosening restrictions on the medication. Greg Clugston at the U.S. Supreme Court.
U.S. consumer confidence held steady this month. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index ticked down to 104.7 in March. That's from a revised 104.8 in February. The Dow had 87 points. The NASDAQ up 46 points. This is SRN News.
No active accidents, but there is congestion on I-95 northbound from Butler Boulevard to University Boulevard. Also, there's congestion on I-95 southbound from 8th Street to before Union Street. And it's running slow on the East Beltway, 295 northbound from Butler Boulevard to St. John's Bluff Road. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 68. Wednesday, showers and possible thunderstorms, high 80. From the Traffic and Weather Center, I'm AJ.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop. Breathing the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Glad you tuned in. If you want to call this afternoon, we always love to hear from you. 844 777-7928. Again, you can email us if you have any questions, any comments, any feedback for us. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at ask@swatradio.com. That's ask@swatradio.com. Let me make a quick plug to SWAT Bible Studies tomorrow morning out at the beach.
Yes.
Ponte Vedra Beach.
Out at the YMCA.
At the YMCA. Yeah. Starts at 6:30. And if you can't make that one, come make the one at lunch here at the Salem Center. And easy way to do it, go to swatradio.com, click on the meetings tab, come join us in person. We'd love to have you there. And obviously this week here on the radio, we're looking at Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Tomorrow we'll move on to chapter 5. And I know you're chomping at the bit. I'm excited to dig in it. But you know, yesterday we looked at our problem of self-reliance. You know, even like the storms that come on us quickly, mm-hmm. like this one did. Sometimes we don't know how self-reliant we are until we're in a position where I can't get there from here. I can't get there on my own ability.
Well, and you know, Brad, that's a good reminder that, you know, even going to the other side, when Jesus said that to the disciples, that would have been very uncomfortable for them, right? Do you think they would have been insecure?
Yes.
Okay. When does our self-reliance most poke its head out? Isn't it in our insecurity?
100%.
Yeah. So when we become we start thinking, how can I do this? It's because, one, we don't like the idea of being out of control. We always like to be in control, right? And there's some people more than others, but even the people like me that fly by seat of the pants, like you can throw me into anything and I don't mind it, but I start looking to establish control when I go into the environment. We all do. Mm-hmm. And especially when we're insecure. They would have been insecure. He says, we're going to the other side, the pagan side, yeah. the dark side, if you will. Why, Lord? You know what? You go rest in the back. Well, why would they want to assert themselves on the boat? One, because they're not going to be of any use over on that side. They don't even want to go there. Mm. And that happens, I know, in my own life a lot when I feel like I'm not going to be useful in one area because it's stretching and out of my range of who I am or what I can bring to the table. I want to assert, well, I still got value.
Yeah.
And that's where their self-reliance kicks in a lot of times.
Well, and that pride you were talking about, that kind of that puffing up, like, oh, well, I'll show you. We may not think that way, but that is a...
You know, that's what comes across.
Yeah, it's this teeter-totter idea that as our insecurities are revealed, the other side of that teeter-totter goes up and says, yeah, but I'll flex over here.
Yes, that's right.
And you know, I think I've never looked at that text that way. I've never even looked at the text where it says, and they went with him. You know, they went with them, and he went as he was.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, hey, Jesus, we got this.
And he says, okay, I'm going to let you have it.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever done that with your kids? Your kids go, they go, hey, Dad, we got this. I'm like, okay, you go right ahead. Because you know what's coming, right?
Right.
He knew what was coming.
Yeah.
He was in the stern, verse 38 says, asleep on the cushion. The headrest is what it was. It wasn't like a big pillow. It was a headrest. It was like a leather part of the boat.
Right.
And here's the thing about that. You know, you look at verse 38. And you know, he was in there, and it says they woke him. But look at just imagine for a second, you got water filling in that boat. This is not like a big, massive yacht. This is, you saw what it looked like, that boat we saw over in Israel, that 2,000-year-old boat. It is not big. It's wood. Water would have been sloshing. And this shows the humanity of Jesus in that he was tired and resting, but he was resting because he was tired. He was exhausted. And so he was asleep on the cushion. Now, the disciples, when this was going on, when the water was coming over, they were panicked. And these were sailors who were panicking, seven of them anyway. And this is what Francis Schaeffer calls the divided reality of an upper story and a lower story. He wrote a book called Escape from Reason. And in it, he says this, the doctrine of the body, he was talking about the resurrection. The doctrine of the bodily resurrection of the dead is not an old-fashioned thing. It tells us that God loves the whole man, and the whole man is important. The biblical teaching opposes the Platonic, and the Platonic makes the soul, the upper part of man, very important, and it leaves the lower with little importance. And the biblical view opposes this humanist position where the body and the autonomous mind of man become important, and grace is unimportant. And he divides up, and so with our lives, we tend to divide it. Like, we think upper story, heaven, hell, spiritual values, I'm going to trust God with those. Mm. The lower story, job, marriage, family, problems with my car, you know, our first response, we don't trust God with those. Yeah. Isn't that true?
Yeah, we trust everything but God. And what I mean by that is we go to the resources that we've got.
Yeah, we start going through our Rolodex.
Yeah, who do I know? Mm-hmm. You know, what do I have in my bank account? It's interesting.
I mean, and so Schaeffer, he kind of highlights that upper story, but it's a reality for us that we have to be reminded that God... You know, I pray for people often in restaurants, and a lot of times God doesn't care about that. You know, is there anything too small for him?
Yeah.
There's nothing too small for God to care about. He wants his children to talk to him about those issues. The problem for you and me is so often when something comes storming into our life that is beyond our control— our immediate reaction is not to pray, Lord, how do you want me to respond to this? Mm-hmm. But, okay, we just start taking action. I'm going to call this guy. I'm going to call this guy. And we start networking. And I'm so guilty of that. I'm a networker.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to connect with the right people.
I'm going
to
fix this problem. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Well, it's fear that gets – the fear comes in. The water starts coming over the boat.
and filling the boat.
Yeah.
And our immediate response is, okay, how do I get this water out of here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just trying to imagine. You were talking about being on the sea in a big, good-sized ship. I remember, it's been years ago, in a 24-foot bay boat that I owned, coming from Julington Creek to the Matthews Bridge, and similarly, a storm came up. And I had my son Ben in the boat with me. And I had never, in the times that I've lived in Jacksonville, and Jacksonville's a big water city, yeah. I'd never seen waves that big on the St. John's River. And when you're in a little 24, that's not a small boat, but it's pretty small when you got some big waves.
Uh-huh.
And you're just trying to figure out how are we going to get through
this? Well, it's probably about the size of the boat they were in.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I mean, and they were panicked, man. They woke him.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher, they said, Lord, Matthew records, Master, don't you care? I mean, that, just that question there, where was their faith? Remember, Jesus pulled them aside prior to getting in the boat, taught them privately, and here they are in the storm, they were struggling. And, you know, the problem for the disciples is they were good on theology, but bad on application there. Right?
Sounds familiar.
And it's easy to struggle if we're honest when in the moment, mm-hmm. like we get caught off guard mm-hmm. and our flesh immediately kicks in and we wonder, does God care?
Yeah.
Or is this punishment? I made a bad choice yesterday mm-hmm. and I had pride in my heart, or I did something mm-hmm. that I shouldn't have done, and this is his punishment. He doesn't care about me. Yeah. This is just punishment. And so, when we come back, there's a couple of psalms I just want to share that reveals this is not original with the disciples. It goes back to David in the Psalms, and the psalmist felt that way too. And I just want to encourage you, if you're out there and you're in a storm, or you're going into a storm and you realize it, it's okay to let your humanness cry out mm-hmm. to God. Mm-hmm. He's big enough for your humanness. He did not thrash David, and he didn't thrash the disciples. He was merciful, but he did ask them where their faith was.
Amen. So. Hey, call us at 844-777-7928. Again, email us at ask@swatradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation. SWAT Radio is underwritten in part by The Guardian Group. You know Brad Sykes as co-host of SWAT Radio. While Brad is committed to making disciples both on and off the air, his ministry extends into the marketplace as a licensed real estate agent with Keller Williams Southside. Brad and his wife Vicki are real estate agents in Northeast Florida. They are the founding partners of The Guardian Group. They help people buy, sell, and invest in real estate with offices near Butler and Southside Boulevards. 904-580-7255. That's 904-480-7255. And online at guardiangroupjax.com. That's guardiangroupjax.com. The Guardian Group. Happy to bring you SWAT Radio on the truth. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Arlington at 91.7.
Welcome back to SWAT Radio. Glad you tuned in. Call us at 844 877-7928. You know, obviously, all scripture is inspired by God, as Paul told Timothy. It's profitable for teaching, reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. So often, yeah, I had a chance today at lunch to visit with somebody about the kind of the genesis of SWAT radio, and just sharing with them about the Bible studies that you've been leading, and that SWAT radio really kind of spun out of an idea to not only exposit the word, but to talk about the practical application of the word. And I don't know anybody, Doug, who can't relate to this particular passage. All of us have been in storms. We've all had trials. James tells us to consider it pure joy when those storms come up. I don't particularly, you can only have joy when you know that there's a purpose in that storm.
Yes.
You know, and you and I, and I'm sure Jeremy or anybody else who we want to chat with about trials of life, I didn't enjoy those trials, but I am able to look back and to testify to God's goodness in the trials. Mm-hmm. And I will be the first one to admit, I don't know that I handled them well. I probably was a little bit like these guys. Mm-hmm. Where are you, God? Do you not see that I am perishing? I was even thinking yesterday, I left the studio and went out and met a client. And we went and looked at a house. And after we finished looking at the house, I said, hey, why don't we grab a coffee? And so we took this sweet young couple, sat at Starbucks, and just said, you know, can we just pray? You know, even in the just transactions of life, you know, that what you were talking about, the upper and lower things that Schaefer talks about, that God wants us to come to him. You know, I think one thing that I do get out of this is the guys did know who to go to.
Yeah. You know, they did, and they did wake him. So they had a little faith because they woke him, and they woke him crying out. And, you know, I mentioned the Psalms, Psalm 10. David says, why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? And at this particular psalm, David is, you know, there's people that are pursuing him that want him dead. You know, we know he was pursued by Saul. We know he was pursued by Absalom. And there were other men that wanted to kill David. David had killed a lot of men, you know, in war. And yet he was a man, God said, was after his own heart. Yet here he says, why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? So he struggled at that moment to sense the presence of God there and answer that prayer. Psalm 44, awake. Why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly clings to the ground. Rise up. Come to our help, he says. Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. So here's another psalm, and this isn't David. This is the sons of Korah. Now, the sons of Korah are interesting because, you know, a lot of people may not know it, but there was a guy in the Old Testament named Korah, and Korah was part of a rebellion, and Korah was taken by God because he rebelled against God. But these are the sons of Korah. Now, what was interesting is that Korah, the sons of Korah, actually became choir leaders for King David. And 11 of the Psalms in the Old Testament are attributed to these sons. One of them they wrote, which you're well aware of, Brad, is Psalm 42, as the deer pants for water, so my soul pants for you. I mean, the great thing about, Lori did some teaching on this not too long ago, and is that even though their dad was rebellious, you know, and led that rebellion with Dathan and Abiram and died for it, God was merciful to the boys, and they ended up serving. He redeemed them, and they were able to lead the choir, and yet they had these beautiful psalms of trust, and they were used by God greatly. But here in Psalm 44, awake, why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself. In other words, you know, we need you.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that where God wants us to be?
Yeah.
We need you. We need you. We're perishing, the disciples said. We need you. And I don't know where you are if you're listening out there, but maybe you need him today. I know we've had calls before where people were desperately in need, and maybe you're in need of a particular situation. Maybe there's something going on in your life, and you feel like he's asleep. Well, first of all, Yahweh never sleeps. Yeah. And even though Jesus in the flesh here was sleeping, yeah, Yahweh was not asleep. He doesn't slumber. He doesn't sleep. And so he was resting because he knew Yahweh didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that sometimes. We're almost like God is surprised by some situation in our life, right?
Aren't you glad texts like, you know, verses like that are in there, Psalm 10:1?
Yeah.
Because if we're honest, we look at that, and that's me.
Yeah.
That's me. I mean, trials come up, and, you know, we're reminded in Scripture, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeals that come your way.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming. You said it yesterday. You're either going into one, you're coming out of one, or
you're right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we've been through the trials. We've seen God's hand in those trials. No, they probably aren't fun, but they have purpose.
Yeah.
And you know, you're thinking about these guys got in this boat. Now, I don't know what the weather was like. I don't know what the seas were like, you know, but they were confident enough to tell Jesus to take a nap. But very quickly, the storm came on.
Well, and that's the way it happens,
yeah,
out there.
Right.
I mean, it happens very quick because of those high mountains and that bowl effect,
yeah,
of it. That wind just will whip down, and all of a sudden, But it is true. That happens in our life. You're going along, and we live, Brad, every day like we're guaranteed tomorrow. We live every day like we're guaranteed that our bank account isn't going to be impacted by some tragedy. Mm. I remember one time I told Steve Farrar, Steve was a mentor, and I told him, Steve, I said, you know, I put aside this money for savings, and I keep putting it aside. And every time I get a little built up, man, an emergency comes along and wipes it out. And he goes, well, Doug, you're looking at it wrong. You're looking at it from the perspective of it's wiping out that you're trying to put up. Why are you putting it up? Well, in case we need it. And he goes, well, you needed it, Doug. You know what I'm saying? But we get in this mindset of, we want to have this control. And God says, nope,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to put you, mm-hmm, in this situation where you're going to be forced to depend on me.
Right. Well, you may go to the verse I'm thinking of. In fact, H.B. Charles spoke on it at our SWAT retreat a few years ago about, don't give me more than I need, but, you know, provide, basically,
mm-hmm,
you know, because if I have more than I need, I'll become very comfortable, and I'll become dependent on what's in my bank account,
mm-hmm,
or the network, like we were talking about. And you realize every breath that I'm about to take,
is by God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, certainly in the West, we put a lot of value in education. We put a lot of value in position and power and, you know, 401ks and investment accounts. And you just reminded me as you were saying that, was it Psalm 90, verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Mm.
Trials have done that for me, you know.